This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Get ready. More bad weather's approaching for many Americans. The National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown on Hurricane Lee.
It should pass west Bermuda later today or tonight, and then move near but east of the New England coastline as we get into Friday night and Saturday.
And those who feel the effects will see hurricane conditions, heavy rainfall, and coastal flooding. The clock is ticking for automakers to come to a deal with the United Auto Workers. The union is threatening to strike tonight. The UAW says GM, Ford, and Stellantis have raised their wage offers, but have said no to some of the union's other demands. A federal judge is again ruling DACA illegal. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge has declared that a revised version of a federal policy that prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children to be illegal. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon agreed with Texas and eight other states suing to stop the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals or DACA program. However, the judge did not order an immediate end to the program and its protections it offers recipients. Hannon previously declared that the 2012 Obama-era program was illegal. The new ruling is ultimately expected to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, sending the program's fate before the High Court for a third time. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
As the city of Derna, Libya, buries thousands of people in mass graves, health officials are confirming 5,500 deaths from the flooding there. 9,000 people still missing. Police in Dubai and the United Arab Emirates have seized amphetamine tablets worth $1 billion on the street. This is AP News. The latest on a Republican impeachment effort.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy appears to have won over even the most reluctant Republicans in his sudden move to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. McCarthy says there are so many questions about Biden family business dealings, and lawmakers must be able to get answers.
All that impeachment inquiry does is provide Congress the opportunity.
After a closed-door meeting with McCarthy, several Republicans said there is compelling evidence. Some say the sooner they can go after the president, the better, though some urge that the House vote to move ahead and legitimize the process. President Biden ignored questions about the probe minutes earlier.
There is no evidence. The evidence does not exist, and this is a political stunt.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said the allegations are baseless. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.